Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word. Our gracious Lord, we thank you that Jesus is victorious, that he is the risen Lord of life, that in the cross he has defeated the evil one and sin is done with for those who are believers in him. And we praise you that he has said that he will build his church and that the gates of hell will not prevail against her. Therefore, we can know that whatever we see happening around us, even in these days in which we live, all of this is known to you and is firmly in your hands, and nothing is outside of his lordship. So encourage us with these words, we pray, as we look at them this morning. Amen. So we're going to read from 1 John chapter 2 and we're up to verse 18. We're going to read verses 18 and 19. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us, but their going showed that none of them belonged to us. So maybe a couple of puzzling verses for some. This mysterious notion of the Antichrist. And we see him occurring in various passages in Scripture. Jesus refers to him. Paul refers to him in 2 Thessalonians 2 and calls him the man of lawlessness, this immense figure who will come on the scene before Jesus returns and will actually exalt himself to a position of authority and power, will actually truck no religion and will countenance that everybody worships him and him alone. He will be a world leader and he will be a world deceiver. So there will be great opposition against those who are the saints of God, against Christians. So this is all that is being predicted as and prophesied as this is going to happen. But John is concerned that these people to whom he writes are able to see that that has begun already. This is the last hour. This is the last age before Jesus returns. This world is wrapped up and a new world, a new creation is brought into being. And he's concerned that these Christians do not get disillusioned and discouraged by the fact of what is happening. For they have seen other Christians, so-called, who have come into their number and have become very prominent, maybe, who have subsequently left and have ended up arguing against Christian belief and have become enemies of the faith. And you could conceivably think that when you see that happening, something is going wrong. You could be forgiven for thinking that Christianity is perhaps not as powerful as you might have thought it was, because these people who were once convinced about it are able to turn against it. It may be that some of us have had the experience of those who have we have loved and respected as Christians, who have taught us, who have maybe even been incidental in our conversion, or more than incidental, prominent in our conversion, but have subsequently walked away from their faith and now argue against it. Some who even teach others that Christianity is not true, that Jesus Christ is not the saviour, and that this is all deception and it's all subterfuge and it's not real at all. And John terms those people, those who would teach this error, this lie, as the Antichrists, small a if you like, with the Antichrist with a big A being this prominent character who will come on the scenes in the last days. So John is concerned that these people who to whom he writes, these believers in Christ, who he calls his dear children, and he's in no illusion, under no illusion, that they are God's people. He's already told us that he's writing to them because they are those who have had their sins forgiven. He's writing to the older men because they know him who is from the beginning. He's writing to the young men because they have overcome the evil one. So he's not disputing their salvation any more than I am disputing yours. What he is saying to them is that these people who went out from us, who no longer are in fellowship with us, they did that because they are not of us. Their hearts are not God's. They are not true Christians. We've heard of fake news. These are fake believers. And for all that they might have seemed once to be legitimate and the real thing, the fact that they have moved away from Christian fellowship means that it shows us that they are actually not true believers. True believers stay with the people of God. And here is an encouragement for us then. When we have seen in this age what we have termed deconversion, those who turn against their once held faith and now say they are no longer believers, and will teach others to actually do the same thing, because after all it's all just fairy tales and imagination and made up stories, and it's not reality at all. John wants us to know that it should not shake our faith when we see this happening. This is a sign that it is the last hour, and we are fast approaching the day when our risen Lord Jesus Christ will return from the heavens with the trumpet of the archangel, with the cry of victory, to take to himself for eternity those who belong to him. So believer this morning, lift up your heart, be encouraged. He has your tomorrow firmly in his hands. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, we thank you that nothing brings about your defeat, that having won on the cross that great victory over the evil one, you are now in the place of triumph, seated at the right hand of the Father, and we share in your victory. So encourage our hearts, we pray, lift us up in our hearts, so that we can have joy in you, in knowing that nothing will take us from your hand. We are yours forever. Amen.